That's the thing of God, because we hear all the theme in the middle register. In the movement number 15, which is titled The Kiss of the Infant Jesus, the theme is fully stated in the middle of the piece. So this is the in the middle of the piece. According to Sigrun Brun in her book, Messian's Contemplations of Covenant and Incarnations, this piece is the cycle's most directly programmatic piece. Messian writes the description as, at every communion, the child Jesus sleeps beside us near the door. He then opens it upon the garden and throws himself in the light to embrace us and kiss us. Messian describes six different sceneries through the music, and even though the whole piece is based on the theme of God, it is fully stated only when the scenery changes to the garden, which describes the climax of the piece. In the octaves mirrored in the high register portray the arms extended toward love. So, that was piece number 15. And in the final return, this is actually piece number 20. The final return of the theme in piece number 19, the theme is a little bit ambiguous because it is divided between the right and the left hand. However, it is still in the same register and it serves as a bridge to the finale piece, which is piece number 20. The finale, which is the final piece of the cycle, the theme is developed in rhythm and is repeated in every key that was previously used in the whole cycle. So I'm going to play this later, so I'm not going to play the recording. So now we're going to look at the themes used in the development section. The themes in development section, which are from piece number 6, 10, and 11, they are denoted by their shortened length. In all three pieces, the last note of the theme is omitted. So as you can see, the theme goes up to A sharp, but it never comes back down to A sharp. This one is piece number 6. And its title is Through Him All Things Were Made. It's based on a fugue according to Messian himself. And it refers to before the creation where everything was in chaos. This is a very virtuosic piece, and it represents turmoil and chaos. And it finally, all the turmoil finally comes to an end with the entrance of the theme of God in Fortissimo. And when the theme is stated, Messian quotes God's face behind the flame and churning water, which is depicted in other voices. Thank you. the next piece in the development section is piece number 10, Gaze of the Joyful Spirit. The theme of God is stated very briefly toward the end, not in its full length, and the last note is also omitted. The theme in this piece is the rhythmically the most different from the others. The first three chords are repeated before it goes up a third. To depict the joyful mood of the piece, the theme has rhythmic vibrancy instead of original static characteristic. Also, after the theme is stated in B major, it is transposed up to D major, which heightens the joyful ambiance. I'll be playing this piece later, so I will be. And the 11th piece is also the piece in the development section. It's called The Virgin's First Communion. The theme is also shortened, as in the other pieces in the development section. It is stated in B-flat major, which is thirds above F-sharp, which is the original key, but the letter name is fourth above F-sharp, and since number three employs symbolizes the Holy Trinity and number four symbolizes human, its key of B-flat signifies Virgin Mary in between human and God. So themes in movement 6, 10, and 11 are clearly characterized by their shortened length. They all omit the last note of the theme, and they always transpose to other keys when it is repeated. So now to conclude, actually in the 11th piece, this is the different rhythms in the piece number 11. So all the notes are there, but the rhythms change a lot. So now to conclude, Messiaen makes clear distinctions with the theme of God within different pieces to create the form of the entire cycle, which constitutes a rondo form. The themes in recurring eight sections have similar characteristics. They are stated in their full length, and key is always in F sharp major, and they are always in the same register. The themes in development sections are denoted by their shortened length and in different keys. Bon Regard sur la Croix Jésus, which is composed in 1944, it marks the last religious work until the 1960s by Messiaen. Even though the reason for such a big time gap is not clear, we can conjecture that Messiaen had poured much of his inspirations and energy into this piece. This two-hour massive music is constructed with a careful calculation and control. And even though the piece seems free and spacious, it is clearly divided into a rondo form, has a scientific structure and symbolic gestures. Inspirations and spiritual elements are balanced with scientific and intelligent building blocks, which makes the piece very special. According to Ivan Lauriat, who is the second wife of Messiaen, Messiaen worked at the piano and also at the table. All the harmonies were devised at the piano, but the rhythms were worked out at the table. He had his piano and table side by side when he was composing. The music of Messiaen satisfies the listeners because it pleases both our ears and intellect. Well, that's it. Now, before I play, I'm going to describe some of the themes that recur in the piece. In the piece number 10, which I'll be playing first, there's a theme of joy.
That's the theme of joy, which since the piece is about joyful spirit, this theme is going to play a lot in this piece. And there is the bell in the last piece. Representing bells, and he uses a lot of bird sounds. As you all know, he was really fond of birds, so he made all the piano pieces representing the birds. So you're gonna hear a lot of, that's all the bird sounds. And there's theme of love.